This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome on into the MLS Betting Weekly podcast brought to you by BetRivers Casino and Sportsbook. Head on over to BetRivers.com today and get yourself in on the action. As always, I'm Thomas Viola, and joining me ever faithfully, the man in Bogota, Taylor Wilson. Taylor, how are you doing today?
Soccer is coming home, Mr. Viola. Seattle Sounders getting it done with the Champions League and all that good stuff. We'll talk about the Sounders later, but lots to get to. I think we both agree, which it's a little bit scary saying this with Major League Soccer, that we like, if not maybe love, the slate this weekend, Tom. So we'll get to it. A little bit of a messy week last week, especially for me. I mean, I'll just say it was a bloodbath last week. You did a little bit better, but I was 5-8, minus 5.64 units. We're going to do better this week.
Yeah, we have to do better. We got to put last week behind us. I was 4-7 for minus 3.18 units. I'm 20-28 for minus 4.64 units so far in the season, but I think that we're going to have a bounce back here. We're at the point in the season where we can recalibrate a few things. One thing I'm going to talk about, FC Cincinnati, we can't fade them anymore. They're actually kind of a good team, and we will talk about that when we get to their matchup here. But let's get back on the winning train this weekend. Like you said, we love the slate, and we're going to start off the biggest game of the week. It's a battle of 1v2 in the Eastern Conference. The Philadelphia Union take on New York Red Bulls. I'm not taking a side in this game because you've got a Red Bulls team here that's going to be on the road where they have thrived. They have 15 points off of 5 matches on the road this season so far versus 3 points off 3 home matches. The Union, they've just been the best team in the East for a reason. I'm going over 2.5 goals at plus 114 in this game. The Union, they've played good defense, but the underlying metrics show they have the 5th highest XGA in the league. And same thing goes for them at home, 5th highest. New York Red Bulls have one of the highest XG stats in the league. I think the Union obviously still have a lot of talent. They're the top seed for a reason. But both of these teams like to score as well as play defense. So I am going to lean into that scoring, just like we saw last week with LAFC versus Philly that ended 2-2. I'm taking the over 2.5 at plus 114 in this game, Taylor.
Our heads are in the same place in terms of this being an attack-minded game. Absolutely true. This is for Eastern Conference supremacy. Coming into the year, I liked Philly a lot. I didn't like the Red Bulls a lot. They've proven me wrong, especially here in recent games. But I do think Philly bounces back. That was a tough fixture last week. They're coming off of a cup loss to Orlando as well. I think this is a good spot for Philadelphia to get back into the win column and get their season back on track. So I do actually like a side in this, which is Philly to win. I'm going more aggressive than just that, though, Thomas Viola, where I like the attacking stuff enough to where I'm going to do a same game parlay and do Philly win and both teams to score plus 400 in this game. I did the math on that. I put them into the calculator and I was shocked to see a 4-1 on that. That is so much value on a scenario that I think is perfectly plausible to happen here. Sometimes you want to go a little bit more conservative, sometimes more aggressive. I'm choosing the more aggressive route here, Tom. Our heads are in the same place in terms of goals happening in this game, but I'm not going to do an over. I think both teams score and I think Philly gets the win. Give it to me at plus 400 to start off the show, Tom.
I am going to add on to my play the both teams to score. I was thinking about it before you said it. I wanted to check the odds. It's minus 118. I'm going to take that as a second play on this game as well. So you know this is ending in a 0-0 draw now, Taylor. But I agree with you. Thinking lots of goals here. Moving on to Toronto versus Orlando City. This is a tough one here. Toronto plus 150. Orlando plus 165. I'll tell you, I don't know what to do here. I want to play the over. Toronto leads the league in expected goals allowed, but Orlando's road expected goals is the second worst in the league behind Dallas. I can't trust neither team or the over, and I don't particularly want the under because we've seen Toronto get into some goal fests here. This is going to be a pass for me.
So I totally get the argument that the away Orlando goal scoring stuff isn't there in terms of the numbers, but I am looking at this game almost fully from a TFC perspective. I think that's how bad Toronto is defensively, Tom. I mean, you look at all the numbers, minus 1.25 expected goals per 90. That's the worst in the league by far, almost a half goal worse than your San Jose boys. I mean, they are in a league of their own in terms of just leaking goals at the back. That's why that number is where it is. And you look at the Vancouver game last week, which I missed on. I can't remember if you were with me on that, Tom, but we just looked at the Toronto value on that, and I ended up taking them on the money line. They lose to a Vancouver Whitecaps team, one of the worst teams in the league. And when you look at the numbers there, they gave up 2.32 expected goals to Vancouver, one of the worst XG teams in the league. They gave up 6 shots on target to Vancouver. Vancouver's only had more than 4 shots on target one other time in 9 games this season. Toronto has no clean sheet, no shutouts yet this season. Okay, so all that tells me that I'm pretty sure Orlando is going to score in this game. I'm pretty sure. I feel confident. I get all the road stuff, but every game this season, Toronto has let their opponent score on them. I think it happens again here. That's enough trend data for me to get half the way on the bet that I'm going to take, which is actually Orlando over 1.5 team goals at plus 135. I get the road stuff for Orlando. This is all about fading Toronto in this play. I love the plus 135 price tag. And like I say, there are no guarantees in Major League Soccer, Thomas Viola, but I feel just about safe getting at least halfway there, getting at least one Orlando goal out of this game. And if I can get halfway there and get a plus 135 price, I think I can get all the way there. So give me Orlando. I'm not taking any side on the overall. Just give them 2 goals scored or more in this game. It's been a pretty common trend when teams play Toronto. Doesn't matter what your numbers have looked like going into fixtures against TFC this season. So this is all about full fade on Toronto's defense. Over 1.5 Orlando goals in this game, Tom.
I'm just so worried about that Orlando offense that has not been good so far this season. There was a little smoke and mirrors at the beginning of the year. I can't follow you. You might be halfway there, but you are living on a prayer, my friend. And I think that I have to bow out from this one. I'll let you gloat next week. We're both very wrong on Vancouver. I'll cop to that as well. Chicago versus Cincinnati, the next game up here. And don't look now, but Cincinnati is 5th in the East. Brandon Vasquez has the 6th highest XG in the league. And Luciano Acosta has been producing monstrously to start the year. His combined goals, expected goals and expected assists is over 10. Chicago sits in dead last. And while they can play stout defense, I got to lean Cincy here because I'm looking at this price right now and it's minus 107 on Chicago to win the game. Cincy's a plus 265 road dog. Cincinnati might be good. I can't believe this. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Well, they officially have the highest XG in the league now, but that's partially because they've played as many games as anyone. They've played 11, so you have to look at that per 90, and it's not as impressive. But most of the attacking numbers are incredible on Cincy this year. You mentioned Luciano Acosta, 42 key passes this year, the next closest player in the low 30s. I mean, those are passes that in theory should be generated into assists. That's an insanely high number. This is a team that creates a lot of chances. They don't always put the ball in the back of the net off of creating those chances, but increasingly they are. They're figuring it out. The chemistry is getting going. We thought about a fade, that Cincy might be our kind of year-long fade team. Nope. Not anymore. I don't think that's the case anymore. And I do think the books maybe are thinking differently because you can get a really good Cincy price on this. So our heads are in the exact same place here. Cincy plus 275 is what I'm circling. Chicago, by the way, 7 in a row without a win. This is not a good fire team. They got absolutely thrashed by a subpar, if not bad, Atlanta team over the weekend. So I absolutely love taking Cincy at a great money line price here, plus 275.
The next game up, Colorado versus LAFC. Colorado going to be at home for this one. They are plus 160, is very slight home dogs in this spot. LAFC plus 150 as the road favorite, albeit, again, a tiny one. And the draw plus 250. At first glance, I was like, are you kidding me? This line cannot possibly be correct. How is it that LAFC is plus 150 to win a game against Colorado? Then you look a little deeper and you realize Colorado hasn't lost at home yet this season. They've got three wins to be exact, and 2 draws. That being said, we take road dogs that we take road dogs here that we believe are good teams. And I believe LAFC is a good team. I'm definitely taking them on the money line at plus 150. However, I will also have something on minus a goal at plus 335. That is an outrageous price to be getting in this game. I will happily push if they win by one and take my money line winnings. I don't see them losing this game, so of course this is going to be another draw, but this is where I'm going on this one, and I will happily die there.
I might have to follow you on that crazy minus one price. We're in alignment again, though. You're not going to get a plus 150, plus 155, whatever it ends up being when this closes. It's moving in the wrong direction, so if you like LA, I'd get it as soon as you hear this. However, getting LAFC plus prices in general, I think, is a really good value this season. And Colorado's not that good. I take your point on their home form, but you look at who they've played and beaten at home. Atlanta United, yeah. Sporting, you know, they've drawn Real Salt Lake at home. They've drawn Charlotte FC, who's not a great road team, at home. You know, they haven't really played anyone at home. I agree that they're much, much better at home than they are on the road. But I'm not too worried about that. I think you're getting a pretty good LA price when you look at the context of what Colorado's season has been. And LA, you know, there's still a really good argument. This is the best team in the league, most goals scored in the league, second best expected goal difference after NYCFC. You know, that was maybe not the result they wanted against Philly, but they outshot them 6-2 against maybe a top three side in the league, top five side Philly. That was a pretty impressive performance. I think they will have felt that they should have won that game. So, yeah, I think this is all about getting good value on a top three team in Major League Soccer. Give me LAFC plus 150.
And we go from a top three team in Major League Soccer to the league reigning champions here in NYCFC, who are going to be at home versus the Columbus Crew. They're going to be minus 159, $1.60 favorites versus the Crew, who are 4-1 dogs in this spot, Taylor. I have no interest in the Crew here. As a matter of fact, I am laying the juice. I will take NYCFC minus 160. It's a good bit of juice. I'd be inclined to go minus one at the plus 112 price that it's at, but I'll go a little conservative here. New York has been playing lights out since getting bounced from the CONCACAF Champions League, and the Crew, they have not been good on the road this season. Third worst in the league, expected goals allowed. It's just not pretty.
Well, I big miss. I'll just get this out of the way. Big miss on the team goals, the over team goals for NYCFC last week in a game that ended 0-0. I will give a full heartfelt apology to our viewers and listeners for that one. But, you know, if you look at the metrics in that game, NYFC could have scored 2, 3, 4 goals. Absolutely. They just didn't. I think that's a kind of a blip on the radar. I don't think it's a macro trend that we need to worry about. And in fact, when you look at the overall metrics with NYC, you know, best expected goal per 90. They're at almost +1 a game on the XG stuff. I mean, that's absolutely insane. There's no one else really particularly close, only LAFC. Columbus have slightly better metrics than their performances say, but the performances have been so bad that I don't care. I mean, just one win in the last 8 games, all comps. They don't have a midweek cup game. NYC do. So that's the only slight wrinkle here that is worth saying, but it really, yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to cut you off there. I think you were about to say it, but it doesn't really matter. It's the Open Cup. Yeah. This isn't the starters.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not really looking into that too much. I'm just going to get that out of the way for anyone that wants to make that point, devil's advocate for Columbus. I'm with you. I think minus 155 is kind of the only thing you can take here. And look, it's not the price that we like in this league at all. If you want to pair it with some other stuff in the parlay department, feel free. That might be a contender for some parlays this weekend. But I feel very confident that they get it done, especially, Tom, we look at teams coming off of disappointing draws, disappointing losses. They bounce back often in this league. The good teams do. I like NYC to do that here at a not a great price, but a reasonable enough price to where, hey, if you're hitting it, you're still making money. So give me NYC.
Yeah, I can feel comfortable laying that in this particular spot. The next game up is going to be Inter Miami versus DC United. This game is dead even here. $1.60 each way. I'm inclined to pick the home team in Miami in that spot. They've had a couple plucky wins, but they're still Miami. It still feels a little bleh. I don't know that I can really trust them in this particular spot. I think this game is going to be a stay away from me. Do you have a play on this, or are we taking this one out of the rotation?
I wouldn't mind taking it out of the rotation. The one thing I looked at was a type of play that I really don't like in MLS, which is both teams to score no plus 110. And the only reason I'm looking at that, the Miami trend data isn't great on that, but 8 of DC's 11 matches in all comps, this would have hit. They've been a weird team where it's like, if it's going south, it's going south. If it's going north, it's going north, you know, and especially on the road. Like, I know that we like to kind of look at trend data a little bit more significantly for the home team, but DC has kind of played their best soccer away from home this year. I don't know if that applies. Again, I don't love really anything on the board here, but just looking at that trend data, I'm considering that at plus 110. I like the plus price as well. I will say on the three-way, plus 240 draw, which would go kind of counterintuitive to the both teams to score, very counterintuitive.
Yeah, you're betting against yourself here a tiny bit.
Just looking at the value as I do a kind of a live brainstorm here, plus 240 is nice. But all this tells you, Tom, that I have almost no read on this game whatsoever. So I'll offer it up. You know, I'll give you this. Both teams to score no plus 110, only because it's the type of play I almost never do. Here's an opportunity to mix things up. So I'll offer that up.
This game about to be 5-4.
Yeah.
Although I will say, if you want to try and cash both the draw and the both teams to score, no, you could just hit a 0-0 exacta. You almost had one of those earlier this season, my friend.
I know. 0-0 exact is an MLS. God be with us.
Yeah. Next game up here, Houston versus Nashville. This might be my favorite game of the week here. I mean, obviously, Philly versus the Red Bulls, that's going to be the best watch. This might be my favorite price of the week because I'm looking at this one and you've got a Houston Dynamo team at $1.55 at home. Then you've got Nashville on the road plus 185 to win this game, the draw 215. I'm going Nashville here. They're one of the best teams in the league on the road this season. As a matter of fact, I think they're second in the league on the road off the top of my head. Yeah, I have to take this price against the Houston team that I don't think is very good at all. We've faded them with some reliability. I think they're a middling team, but I don't think that they get the job done here. I think Nashville does it again on the road.
Yeah, I mean, Nashville, the reason why they know how to play so well on the road, they didn't have a stadium for a month, and I think they still, that kind of figuring that out, how to win on the road, is going to be a real valuable thing for the rest of this season. I absolutely agree with you, Tom. I have it circled at Nashville plus 190. Clearly that price is moving in the wrong direction. Go ahead and get it while you can, but anything on the correct side of plus 150, honestly, I like Nashville in this spot. I think it's a great opportunity to get some value on a better team, which Nashville is, than Houston. The Dynamo can score some goals. They can't really stop them as well, and I think Charles Sapong and Mukhtar will tear apart this Dynamo defense pretty significantly in this one. So I'm fully with you. Give me Nashville plus 185. And I'm also with you, Tom, in terms of, like, I have as much confidence here as any play this week.
I'm with you. I'm putting this one up on the board as my favorite play. I am putting that over in Union Red Bulls as my other favorite play. I'm not saying parlay them together. Those are my two picks of the week, though. What say you, Taylor?
Yeah, I am absolutely circling the Nashville play as well. And I am also just going to give I hate the minus plays. We don't love minus 150s on this show, but minus 155 in a game that I feel so confident about, NYCFC beating Columbus. Like I say, especially coming off of a game where they should have won, they didn't, against a bad Sporting team. Give me NYCFC on the minus price as well.
There we go. That's my third favorite of the week. So we are in lockstep here this week, which is very scary, but we will have to see how it goes. For our friends on YouTube, guys, that is going to do it for us here today. Thank you guys so much for watching. Don't forget to head on over to betrivers.com, sign up for an account today, and get in on the action. And let's try and win some money this week. So we are going to say goodbye to our video audience here. If you are listening to us or want to hear the rest of our plays, head on over to the podcast platform of your choice and check us out, the Betting Weekly Major League Soccer Podcast. We are going to continue right on through for our audio listeners with the rest of the weekend slate. Video users, best of luck this weekend, and we will catch you on the flip side or in your car, wherever you may be on your podcast platform of your choice. But let's keep it right on rolling here, Taylor. Inter Miami versus DC United, we already talked about. as I have gotten jumbled up in my rundown, but we're going to keep right on moving into Charlotte versus Montreal. Don't look now, but Charlotte has the fifth best home record in the league, and Montreal has the eighth best road record here. And you put the two of them together, and we're looking at $1.33 on the plus side on Charlotte at home, and Montreal is going to come in as a worthy plus 195 road dog. The draw is going to be at plus 240. I don't know. I have no play in this game. These are two teams that I have such a bad read on because I can't tell if either one is actually good or bad, so I'm just going to stay away.
I'm going to follow the Charlotte home trend data on this one. Four wins, one loss, a combined 7-2 advantage when they're there in North Carolina, and also three clean sheets in a row, which I think is kind of the crucial part of all of this, because what Montreal has been doing on the road and at home has been scoring a lot of goals. And 18 goals in their last seven games, most goals scored overall in the Eastern Conference, third most in the league as well. They've even scored more than NYCFC, Tom, even though they've played one more game than them. All that's a little bit concerning, but Charlotte does not give up a lot of goals at home. I think they figure it out like they have so often this season when they're playing there in Carolina. I'd like maybe a slightly better price on an expansion side that I'm still not like completely sold on. I still need a bigger sample size, but I'm okay. Plus 135. Ultimately, I don't think Montreal is that good. They can score goals, but the midfield's not great defensively. I still think they have issues. So give me Charlotte plus 135 in this spot, Tom.
I'm inclined to follow you on this one. I don't think that I can put it as an official on record play since I'm literally just piggybacking you, but I'll tell you here. I like your logic.
Welcome aboard.
The next game up, Vancouver versus San Jose. We whiffed hard on Vancouver versus Toronto, but now they're hosting the Earthquakes, who allow a lot of road goals. You've got this number right now, Vancouver plus $1.08, San Jose plus 245 as the road dog, and the draw at the same number here. I don't think I can play this one because the Whitecaps should win this game. And I would feel comfortable taking a price with them. I just don't know if what plus 108 is enough of a price here. I can't trust the Earthquakes on a both teams to score play because away from home, they haven't really been scoring a lot of goals. We saw that versus New York City and it bit us there. I think it could bite us again here. That being said, it was New York City and this is Vancouver. I'd be inclined to take that both teams to score play, but it's minus 152, and I just have to stay away from yet another game here.
I wanted to defer to you, which we've done, because you're the resident Earthquakes fan, to see if there's any kind of a San Jose argument here.
There is none. They are atrocious on the road.
But Vancouver's not good either. Like, I'm not, just because Vancouver got it done against a terrible Toronto defense, like, this is still a team that is not going to make the playoffs. They had just one win in eight before that Toronto result. I was initially looking at maybe Quakes plus a half goal. You'd have to lay minus 130. I will just say that, I know this would be more for like a plus one play, but Vancouver have not beaten a team by two or more yet this season. They haven't beaten a team by two or more yet since going back to early October. Now, the twist of that stat is the last time they did it, a 3-0 win at home over your San Jose Earthquakes, Thomas Fiola. So that's an interesting part of this angle. I would lean stay away as well. But you know what? Since I don't want us both to have stayaways on this, I'm gonna screw you over as a fan and take San Jose plus a half goal at minus 130. This has as much to do with knowing how this league works when a bad team is coming off of a good result. And that's what Vancouver is doing here. Now, I will say San Jose, I get it, San Jose coming off of the results as well. And not only that, San Jose have actually won three of their last four in all comps. So that scares me completely. It's not one of my
favorite plays. Now, the reason they've won three of their last four is because they fired their coach. And so now they're doing better because the new manager bump is very real, even with the interim manager. He's got them playing much better ball. They can absolutely go win this game. I'm not saying that they can't do that. I'm saying I have no play because I have no idea what is going to happen because it is San Jose. The only time I feel comfortable taking San Jose prices in this league right now is when they're at home against bad teams like we saw last week. That is the way to play this team. That's my system for playing this team. anything else, I'm just going to stay away, because they could go out and they could beat a really good team or even a bad team on the road like this. It's a perfectly reasonable spot. I don't hate your play at all. I don't feel confident enough in either of those numbers, and I don't really want to take the San Jose money line. So,
well, and the trend, yeah. And the trend data is terrible when you're looking at an over or under play as well. Like Vancouver in theory is a good under team. San Jose in theory is a good over team, but not as much on the road. It's just all kind of discombobulated there. I do want to ask you though. So you're staying away. Would you say that you then like Quakes plus 250 more than the plus half goal? Like, is it almost like if they're playing well, they're going to win the game, or does the plus half make more sense to give you some draw protection?
My problem with the plus half is I think this could very reasonably end in a draw. My problem with the plus half is that you're paying way too much juice at minus 150.
Yeah, I just don't see value. Yeah, that was the thing that stood out to me as well. Which, like, you know, at that point, if you can get 2.5 to 1 on a Quakes team that has pulled out some weird results, maybe you do it. But yeah, I you're going to talk me out of a play, Tom, but I'm going to do the more conservative plus half goal. I don't care. We need to have some play in this game. I'll be the one to bite the bullet. Give me the Quakes to draw or win essentially here at minus 130.
All right. Next game up, Real Salt Lake versus Austin FC. You're getting Austin at plus 205 in this spot. RSL, $1.23 as the home favorite. Still in the plus money though. And the draw at plus 250 here in this spot. I'm feeling like I'm developing a system play of take teams you believe are good when they are road dogs. I think if we do this every week, at the end of the year, we're going to be up on these plays. Austin's got the 7th highest road XG in the league, and RSL simply doesn't score a ton of balls. I think that they can get the win here, so I'm going to take Austin as 2-1 dogs.
Full agreement, Tom. I think this feels like an over-adjustment off of what was actually a pretty good performance from Austin, I thought, last week. Despite the loss to the Galaxy, they still generated almost 1.25 expected goals in that game. It was only the second time they've been shut out this season. I thought that had a lot more to do with the Galaxy's discipline than anything else in that game. Austin still were creating chances as they have literally every time they've played this year, maybe with the Open Cup game exception. This feels like in a vacuum, Austin is a much, much better team. You can get them at 2-1. Absolutely take it. This is another case, like we see a lot while we're recording, the number seems to already be moving in the wrong direction on Austin. So the public is hammering Austin. Go ahead and take that. Hopefully you can still get it at plus 200 when you hear this. It was plus 210 earlier, but I absolutely like Austin. Essentially at any plus price, Tom, here. I mean, especially on that side of plus 150, especially on that side of 2-1. So give me one of the two or three best attacking sides, chance creation sides, goal scoring sides in the league against a pretty mediocre RSL team.
The Portland Timbers are going to play host to Sporting Kansas City, and the Timbers are even money to win this game. I think that number has gone down a little bit. They were plus 105, I want to say, just a little bit earlier when I was looking at these lines. SKC plus 260 and the draw plus 255. The Timbers at home should be able to pull this out, but they have been floundering so far this year. I don't know that I want to take a price on them, and I think that I have to stay away from this game until I know more of what this Timbers team is.
You're killing me, Viola. You're killing me. We're in a full agreement on this again. I there's absolutely no way I can touch this game because I had the same read. It's like lean Timbers. You know, because of the Sporting stuff as much as anything, I also still believe in that home field advantage for the Timbers. You know, you could look at the numbers and disagree with me, but
hang on a second.
Yep.
That home field advantage, as you bring it up, I have a tidbit for you here that might sway us.
Okay.
They are one of the most poorly performing teams at home fixtures within the top three.
Yeah, I mean, that's shocking, but also like considering just how bad they've been overall, it's kind of not. Yeah, but also if you think about the vibe around this team, it also makes sense. Like Portland fans are some of the best in the league, but a lot of those home games have been chance against the club this season. If you think about Tom with all the off field stuff that's been happening, so that could be part of the aspect of that stat a little bit. But I also think more than anything, it's just because Portland's not that good, right? Like we're starting to sort of realize this as we get a bigger and bigger sample size. One win in their last 9 all competitions, Tom. That's not
great.
You have to look at trend data to some extent in this league, despite it often throwing that out the window. I dislike Sporting a lot more than I dislike Portland this year, but I have no play in all caps and bold face type on my prep sheet, Tom, and I'm sticking with it here.
That works for me. LA Galaxy are going to take on FC Dallas, though. Do you have a play here? Because the Galaxy are -113, Dallas 3-1 dogs, and the draw +250 here in this spot. Dallas is the best team in the league right now at home. Did not see that coming, but they're very middle of the pack on the road. LA's middle of the pack at home, but they've only played 4 home games and they've won 3 of them. I'd love to take Dallas at 3-1, but I can't see it happening, especially because of the fact that Dallas does not score goals on the road. They've got the worst, they've got the league worst road XG. I have to take LA here at the -113 price.
I'm taking Dallas, although I'm taking Dallas on +0.5 goal at -107. Now, I fully agree with you. They don't score as much away from home. I have been really profiting off of, you know, all kinds of plays on them scoring at home, team goals, bets, overall overs, all kinds of stuff has been a very nice play for them at home. Away has been harder to hit. They haven't won away from home yet this season, but they do have 3 draws in 4 away games. And LA is not particularly a team, this Galaxy side, that blows teams away. You know, we've seen them have like really disciplined 1-0 wins a lot this season. Obviously, that wouldn't help me here, but I think that this stays close. You know, I'm deviating a little bit between this and just going all out and taking a +250 draw, but I want to give myself more flexibility. I'm going to go more conservative. This maybe has as much to do with me just profiting off of Dallas a lot this season, and I take your point on them away from home, but I'm going against you here somewhat on Dallas +0.5 goal, close to even at -107. Keep an eye on that price. It might move around, but you know, Dallas has guys that can still, it hasn't happened, but they can still give you that one away from home. A 1-1, something like that feels reasonable enough in this spot. I do think FC Dallas is still an undervalued and underrated team in this league. So give me them +0.5 goal.
I'm just too sketched out with their road record right now. And I think LA is still a very good team. I was very impressed with their win over Austin on the road last week. And we missed on that one, or at least I did. I think that this Galaxy side is really figuring some stuff out. They didn't even get a goal from Chicharito. They're finding that scoring elsewhere now. I like them to take care of business at home here. I'll lay the minus price. But maybe you'll disagree with me on the next play here, because I have none, but it is your team. I'm deferring to your expertise as always. Atlanta United takes on the New England Revolution. Atlanta -107, New England $2.45 road dogs, and the draw +290. Matt Turner is back, and that's helping this team a little, but holy mother of supporters shield hangovers for the Revs. They have yet to win a game on the road this season. Atlanta 7th in the league at home. All I can say, I lean under 2.5 goals. I don't see this being a massively scoring game, but Lord help us if Atlanta's turf claims Matt Turner is another victim.
I mean, it's not out of the question. We're now looking at injuries to Brad Guzan, Joseph, and Miles Robinson. Joseph's last injury came away from home, so I'm not going to blame the turf for that one. But yeah, at some point, there does need to be a conversation about the playing surface there in Atlanta. I disagree, though, Tom, with your read on the total goals. I think there will be some goals in this game. I don't really know what I want. In theory, I like the over 2.5, but I don't love the -165. I actually love both teams to score. The problem is it's at -175. That is a ton of juice. But like, this is an Atlanta team that's already been rough defensively. They're not a good clean sheet side. And now you take Miles Robinson out of the equation. You have Bobby Shuttleworth in between the sticks and goal. I just feel pretty confident that they're going to concede. And at home, what Atlanta does is score goals. You know, you look at that Chicago game, it's overshadowed by the cloudiness of losing Miles Robinson for a year. But, you know, Ronaldo Cisneros' season is here. A hat trick for the lad in the first half. There's a part of me, Tom, that's thinking about Atlanta and both teams to score at +255. I get it. People are not that high on Atlanta this season for good reason. They beat a very bad Chicago team last week. But, you know, New England, they've scored 10 goals in their last 5. Like I say, Atlanta gives up goals at home, and you can't get enough value just on the over or on both teams to score on its own. So as I talk myself into it, I'm going to go another aggressive home team plus both teams to score same game parlay at plus 255. This would be huge for Atlanta to get back-to-back wins. Has not been something in the cards yet this season necessarily, Tom. And I agree that New England is showing some life. You know, Adam Buksa's season is here since they've gotten knocked out of the Champions League. But I still don't love them on the road as much. So this is all about trying to find value. I do think both teams will score. I really like that play in isolation, in a vacuum on its own. I just don't like the price at minus 175. So I kind of hate myself for this as an Atlanta United fan, but give me Atlanta, give me both teams to score, tie them together, same game parlay, plus 255, Tom.
All right. It's a bold call, but someone's got to live dangerously this week. And we're role reversals. It is not me right now. Godspeed, my friend. I hope you cash it and we can party on the next episode. But let's get to our last game here. It's going to be the Sounders versus Minnesota. And the Seattle Sounders are going to be minus 132, Minnesota plus 320, and the draw plus 290. I mean, Seattle's rested now. They're a week removed from the CONCACAF title. I think that they get back on track against Minnesota, but a minus 132, I'm not sure I want to play it.
I'm playing it. I think the price is in. The price is reasonable enough, fading a Minnesota team that I still don't like away from home. And Tom, all time, Seattle, 9-1-1 against the Loons. I mean, this matchup has been incredibly favorable for the Sounders historically. I think now that they can unilaterally focus, they do have a cup game midweek. You know, this part of the equation is there, but like you say, you can rotate the squads in and out enough to where maybe that doesn't matter. And I think very good to get this on the Sunday as well, which is similar to what I would say for the Atlanta play. So give me the Sounders. I'm not in love with the price. You know, this is another one. Like if you're thinking maybe NYCFC, Sounders, something else in a three-team parlay, I don't hate that. You might be able to pull all those together and get yourself two and a half, 3-1 value, something like that. But I do feel pretty confident about the Sounders beating a bad Minnesota road team here.
All right. Well, there we go then. I'm going to be with you on that. I think we see the Sounders, like they're in the cellar of the Western Conference right now, but that is because they made it explicitly clear we're focused on the CONCACAF Champions League right now. I think that they're going to start clawing out of that now. Yes, it did come at a price. They lost some key pieces to injury, but I think that they'll still be able to pull something out, and we'll see this team get back to their winning ways and climb up the table. So now's probably a good time to also invest in this team in the futures market. I might recommend heading on over and looking at that, but we'll have to see what those prices are after the week ends. Anyway, that is going to do it for us here, Taylor. It has been a pleasure being with you. As always, thank you so much to everyone riding along with us tonight, or whenever you are listening to this. We appreciate you being here. And of course, don't forget our friends over at Bet Rivers. Head on over to betrivers.com now and get in on the action. Get yourself signed up and ready to go. Taylor, it has been a pleasure as always. If people want to find you on social media, where can they go?
Head over to ATL T-Will on Twitter with just one L.
That is right, and you can find me as always at TV at Work. Ladies and gentlemen, that is going to do it for us this week. We will see you guys next week. Best of luck this weekend, and let's cash some tickets.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the Bet Rivers Network.